Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Thursdays and Fridays on the River Talk Radio Network, you get Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. And that's 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. I get all choked up when I talk about myself. Hold on. Sorry. The audio path of totality. I'm quite taken with myself, as you could understand why. All right. So thanks so much for joining us. I reached out again a few minutes ago to Lou Vargo to see if he has gotten any word yet regarding some breaking news that he's got to confirm before he can give us a call back and tell us on the air here live. He said that he would do that. He still has not gotten any confirmation. We're waiting for that. We hope we can get it to you before 9 o'clock this morning and go from there. So once again, the gunnery, Renee Dorsey, lovely person here, the Guntry, in coordination with Ohio County, West Virginia EMS, Guntry at the Highlands is assisting with supply efforts for victims of the recent flooding. If anyone wishes to donate, they're accepting supplies. A sample of the items include clothing, baby supplies, cleaning supplies, water, toiletries, feminine hygiene, pet food, paper goods, garbage bags, and non-perishable food items. To call Renee at the Guntry, here's the phone number, 304-832-3131. That's 304-832-3131. Ask for Renee at the Guntry, and anything that you can contribute, clothing, baby supplies, cleaning supplies, water, toiletries, feminine hygiene, pet food, paper goods, garbage bags, and non-perishable food items would be greatly appreciated. Also, not directly involved here with the flooding situation, but if you have a public service announcement that you would like me to read to let the world know about it, more than happy to do so. I've got a few here that I want to share with you. With the flooding, I've not been able to get to them very much because the flooding issue, of course, is like the overarching theme here. Your summer adventure starts at Carnegie Science Center, Pittsburgh's most visited museum. Journey through time and space. Discover new worlds and spark curiosity with interactive exhibits. Book now at carnegiescienceCenter.org. A historic voyage, I should say, aboard a World War II submarine. Spark curiosity with 5 floors of immersive exhibits and become a digital maker in the new BNY Fab Lab. Again, that's CarnegieScienceCenter.org. A great, great organization. If you have a problem with eating compulsively, if you can't stop eating, Compulsive Eaters Anonymous can help. It's simple, free, and it works. There are local meetings, phone meetings, Zoom meetings. Please call 323-660-4333 or go to the website ceahow.org. Again, the phone number 323-660-4333 or the website ceahow.org. We've got a steak fry event on June 21. That's this weekend, 5 until 9 at Bethlehem Community Park. Steak, baked potatoes, salad roll, assorted desserts, entertainment, 50-50 raffle, Chinese auction, various tip boards, cornhole tickets for adults, $30, 2 adults, $50. All proceeds benefit the American Heart Association. That's Bethlehem Community Center, June 21. That is, I'm pretty sure that's a Saturday. Let me double check here. Yep, the 21st. That is Saturday, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Bethel Community Park. Absolutely a wonderful, wonderful people. So if you would like to have me let the world know about your nonprofit, about your organization, whatever you are doing, whatever they are doing, by all means, send me the information. You can send it by Facebook Messenger or email or by snail mail. Here's the address. It's Dimitri, that's spelled with 3 I's, just like with my Facebook page, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Big Willie 1055. The street address is 56325 High Ridge Road. Again, that's 56325 High Ridge Road, Bel Air, Ohio. The zip 43906. 43906. Again, attention, Dimitri, with three eyes. Send me your public service announcement, I should say, PSA, public service announcement, and I'll be more than happy to read that for everyone, to let everybody know about that. Really interesting thing that happened with Morrissey's post on Facebook. I read this earlier. Give me 1 second here. Let me keep an eye here on Vargo is going to be responding. Not yet. All right. Governor Patrick Morrissey, this is what he posted. An unidentified body has been recovered in Wetzel County, suspected to be from the recent flooding. The key word here, suspected, has not been confirmed. We have not yet confirmed definitively if this individual is a flood victim. If confirmed, this would be the seventh fatality from the floods. And he also writes, more information to come as soon as possible. Please continue to pray for our communities and responders during this difficult time. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, okay, what's the big deal? Pray for the communities and the responders during this difficult time. It's a post. No big deal. You know, it's sad. Obviously, a body's been found. A life has been lost. Maybe connected with the flash flood. Maybe not. I don't know. But the comments were just so bizarre. And with Facebook either will let you see all the comments or whatever it deems to be the most relevant comments. And what does Mark Zuckerberg think are the most relevant comments is always the question. That's why I want to see all the comments. So there's a Savannah Patterson, who I do not know, who responds to Morrissey's post about a body being found in Wetzel County, a body that might or might not be linked to the flash flooding tragedy. Savannah Patterson writes, respectfully, prayers don't do anything in reality. They need real people helping, not prayers. And I thought to myself, really, Savannah? Morrissey does a post about a body in Wetzel County that might be connected to our tragedy here with the flash flood. He says, pray. Pray for the communities. Pray for the responders. And your reaction is prayers don't do anything in reality. They need real people helping, not prayers. And I went, good Lord. So Ronnie Green responds, I could not disagree more. I'm living proof of God's amazing grace and love. I encourage you to seek him in your life. And then it gets started. Jennifer Beck writes, Savannah Patterson, with all due respect, prayer is a wonderful weapon anyone can use. Never underestimate the power of prayer. And then a Johnny Blazin, praying is pointless. Action is what matters. Get off your knees and help your neighbors. And they're going on and on, back and forth, about whether prayer is helpful. And I thought to myself, what is wrong with these people? The governor simply lets us know that a body has been found in Wetzel County, a body that might or might not be linked to the flash flood tragedy. He includes an innocent thing at the end of the post about pray for the communities and the responders. And these, these people on Facebook are going, oh, prayer doesn't matter, this, that, and the other. Blah, 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 blah. I'm going, are you out of your mind? What is the matter with you? Full disclosure. I'm not a religious guy. Religion is just not interested in religion. I don't care what your religion is. I don't judge people by their religious beliefs or their political beliefs. I judge people as individuals. Are you nice? Are you kind? Are you smart? Are you considerate? Are you this? Are you that? I don't care what your beliefs are about anything. I just don't care. Never have. So even though I'm not a religious guy, I can very easily make the argument that prayer is very helpful to those who believe in it. I can get you that far. If someone believes that prayer can make a difference, and many people do, I can very easily make the argument that yes, prayer does make a difference to those people who believe that it does. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, I guess. That might not be the best way to describe it, but certainly if you believe that prayer makes a difference and you pray, I believe that that will make a difference. Why some of these people who are responding to Patrick Morrissey's post don't see that is simply beyond me. It's like they've got their own agenda, their own issues, their own problems with, you know, whatever. Why would you even pick a fight over something like that? If people want to pray and they believe that prayer is helpful, and believe me, that's a large percentage of the population on earth, not just in the United States, but even actually even more so throughout the world, then what's the problem? Why would you care? Let's say you're someone who doesn't think prayer makes any difference whatsoever, like some of these people who commented on Patrick Morrissey's post. Okay, fine. Why would you care if he said, pray for the communities, pray for the first responders? What difference does it make to you? If you don't agree with him, it's like, okay, fine, you don't agree with him. Just, you know, get on with your life. But no, they've got, I don't know what it is with some of these people. They just have to go, nyeh, nyeh, nyeh. And it's just like they don't have lives. It might be as simple as that. My guess is that prayer has made a difference in the lives of many people who are listening to this program right now. My guess is that many of my listeners prayed during this flash flood tragedy, prayed for the victims, prayed for their survivors, prayed for the first responders, prayed for the communities. And there's no doubt in my mind that because these people are praying, they believe that prayer makes a difference, or else why would they be praying? Now the question is, define make a difference. By praying, does that mean that you can alter the course of events? Well, the answer is, I don't know. That's way beyond my pay grade. Way beyond my pay grade. But if you believe that it can, fine. What have you got to lose? If you believe that prayer instead is more of an internal thing, you're praying for the, let's just say, the ability to accept that this was a tragic situation. There was a loss of life. If prayer, if prayer helps you accept a terrible situation, again, fine. That's great. It's helping you. Again, prayer is helping you. It is making a difference. It might not make a difference when it comes to changing the course of events. I think you could have a very, very difficult time making that argument. But again, it's faith, so you can make any argument you want. But I can make a much stronger argument that prayer can make a difference with the individual, with the internals, to help that person accept an impossibly horrendous situation. That poor mom and her child, for example, as well as the other victims. Of course prayer can make a difference. It can make a difference with you. It can make a difference with people around you. if it helps you be a better person, that's going to rub off on the people in your world. It's going to help them because prayer helps you. I can very easily make that argument. You don't have to be a religious person to believe it. So these people who are going on and on about, well, prayer doesn't make a difference, this, that, and the other. First off, it's like, why are you even bothering with this? But second, yeah, prayer can make a very big difference to an awful lot of people, depending on what they're trying to accomplish, even if it's simple as trying to find some serenity in their lives. It can make a very big difference. And if that's what they need to get in touch with God or whatever, so be it.